Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God's saying to us today. Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. The Lord said, "Now if you will obey me and keep my covenant, you will be my own special treasure from among all the peoples on earth. For all the earth belongs to me, and you will be my kingdom of priests, my holy nation." When God spoke those words to Moses, it was exactly 2 months since the people had left Egypt. They were getting used to their new life in the desert. God wanted to establish the basis of their relationship with him. He took Moses up Mount Sinai to give him the foundation principle upon which their new life would be lived. And at the heart of it was the word covenant. God would care and provide for his people, but at the same time, they needed to understand their own responsibilities before God. These would be expressed not only in the Ten Commandments, which God would soon give to Moses, but also in a large number of other regulations. The whole Bible is based on the principle of covenant, and that's the invitation which God gives to us today. He promises us his salvation, his guidance, and his protection, but he looks to us to be obedient to him. At the heart of this are commands which are the same in the Old and the New Testament. Jesus summed them up in this way: "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments." A one-way relationship simply doesn't work. It's not a relationship in any meaningful sense. Our relationship with our spouse, children, society, or any organization needs to be two-way. So we shouldn't be surprised that when God makes generous promises to us, he looks to us to take responsibility and to live by his rules. Let's step into today thanking God for his love for us and making sure that we live in a way that passes on his love. So let me ask you a question. What will it mean for you to pass on God's love today? Now let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you for your perfect love for us. Give us your strength and guidance as we seek to share your love with those around us today. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.